Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ah, the day of love and romance. The day of support and kindness and partnership.
No way. This is the day you veto a bridesmaid or a groomsman because they're jerks. We're talking about bridal party vetoes. Are they allowed? Are you allowed to tell your significant other before you get married? Nope, that person is not going to be in the wedding.
Julie in Cartersville, do you get a veto if you are the bride or the groom at a wedding?
If you get a veto, you need to tell somebody before they go get their tux.
Uh-oh. Did this happen?
This to my husband.
Oh, no. Yeah.
To my husband, yep.
So
his best friend of 15 years asked him to be in the wedding.
Right.
We were planning on going. He had made the place, told him where to go to get his tux. We went. And when we got there, the lady said, I'm sorry, but they've already had all of their bridal party here on a different day. And when we asked what went on, we found out that she didn't like me.
Oh no.
So he got vetoed by association.
Yeah.
Were you still invited to the wedding?
He was.
So you...
Whoa.
That is not cool. Why didn't she like you?
I have no idea. Still don't.
Did he go to the wedding?
He did not.
Okay, good.
Oh, that's a whole nother topic. Would you go to a wedding when your significant other isn't invited? No way.
That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no way.
Thanks for the call, Julie.
Yep.
That was crazy complicated.
Lindsay in Atlanta.
Hey, how are you?
Good. If you're the bride in a wedding or the groom in a wedding, do you get veto power over the other side's bridal party?
Yes, I vetoed someone. I didn't know what my husband, one of the groomsmen he picked, was actually a woman. And I said, absolutely not.
Why?
Well, several reasons. We're from a very traditional family, and I thought that was kind of odd to have a woman. We've been married 20 years, so it was a while ago. And second, I could not stand this woman, and I thought she had a crush on my husband. And I was like, no way are you going to be at my wedding party.
Uh-huh. That's the real reason.
Is she still hotter than you, or have you...
Jeff!
What?
Not anywhere close.
That's my girl. Thank you, Lindsay.
But she had a thing for your husband, and they were friends?
I think she did.
Yeah.
They were good friends, and they were in school. They were in law school together, and uh-huh. She wanted to be in the wedding. And she asked him.
Oh.
And I was like, absolutely not. Can you even imagine?
It still makes her mad, and it was 20 years ago.
I know.
If we keep you on the phone in the next 60 seconds, only dolphins and dogs will be able to hear you. Again, higher and higher pitch.
Thanks for the call, Lindsay.
I'm not afraid of having a woman as a groomsman. That's fine, whatever. But seriously, this was just such an awkward situation. I said no like 10 times.
I'm glad that Callie let me be in the wedding because I was a groomswoman for Jeff.
Lindsay. I know. That's pretty awesome for you, and I'm glad that worked out, but not in my situation.
Well, Callie's very secure. Lindsay, obviously, 20 years ago.
No. Don't say that to her.
So, right out of college, probably still had the freshman 15 on there.
No, Jeff.
Stop it. Don't be mean.
Lindsay has gotten very quiet.
I have to drop my son off at school, but can he say hi real fast?
Oh, sure.
Sure.
What's up?
Hey, buddy, what's your name?
He listens to y'all every morning.
That's awesome. What's his name?
Jack.
Thanks, Jack, for listening.
Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, dude.
All right, y'all have a great day.
Bye, Lindsay. You too.
Bye.
Callie just doesn't know that I secretly have a huge crush on you. That's must be why she let me be a groomswoman.
Oh, this is awkward, Jen, because everybody knows. Lee
so
and Noonan. Do you get a veto if you're the bride or groom at a wedding?
Well, I just got engaged on Christmas, and he told me that one of my friends could absolutely not even come to the wedding, much less be in the bridal party.
Why?
Because she got married, and I found out on Facebook.
And so he was upset for you because your friend was so rude to you?
Yes, and I'm like, and it's not just a friend. She's not just my friend. Like, I'm the godmother of her children.
Oh, wow.
And she didn't tell you she was getting married?
No.
Whoa.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm with your husband on that sometimes.
I was going to say, I kind of agree with your fiance.
Athena in Atlanta, you could be the last call. Do you get a veto on the wedding party?
Yes, I'm getting married in June in Florida, and I have two sisters that I picked as my maid of honors by default, and I was in my other sister's wedding, and my oldest sister is 33, and because she's not yet engaged or married or anything, she hasn't really been happy for us, and so when I told him she was going to be my maid of honor, he said absolutely not, and then he knows financially, he's like, no, we're going to pick up the tab on this, and this. He likes to party and drink, and he was like, she's not about to ruin your day, and then I'm going to have to hear about it when we go to sleep at night, about how much she upset you, and it could have been handled from the beginning, because she's not going to help you, and she is not going to be a good maid of honor. So he definitely said no.
And so like, okay. Is she still in the wedding?
No. No. When we went to New York to pick out my dress, she got a little tipsy and her real feelings came out and she was very upset at Instagram pictures with my sister and I posting our engagement ring and my sister her wedding ring. And so when I cried and was mad at home about it, he was like, no, I'm not about to deal with this. I'm not about to have a bad night. No, she's not in the wedding.
Wow.
I don't disagree with them though.
I'm really upset about it, but I was like, look what happened.
So. Yeah, Athena, I think your husband probably knows this relationship and probably knows that she is just going to make you feel worse because of her jealousy
but
or insecurity.
That's her sister.
Doesn't matter, girl. No. Doesn't matter. That her sister
her
should be happy.
A lot comes out when she's tipsy. So he was like, no, because I'm the one that has to make you feel better when you're done getting all emotional and talking about how much you don't understand why. So.
But that could end your relationship with your sister if you don't have her in your wedding.
That is what my mom is saying. So honestly, she still doesn't know she's not in the wedding.
Oh no, Athena, when are you going to tell
that
her?
That is a dumpster fire if I've ever heard one.
I don't know how. I don't know how, honestly, because she hasn't said anything about the dress. She doesn't respond to the group messages. She just thinks, like my other sister's wedding, my mom's going to buy the dress and she'll be there that day. And that's what he's saying.
All right. Well,
whoa.
Athena, can you hold on? Because this seems like a storyline we might like to follow.
Can you hold on?
And Janine's going to get your information?
Yes.
All right, cool. That's going to be fun.
That might top Dina's.
Yes.
Dumpster fire Dina. We're about to have dumpster fire Athena.
Wow.
Dang.
Hang on. One more question for Athena. Athena, when is the wedding scheduled for?
June 25th in Cocoa Beach, Florida.
June 25th this year?
Yes.
Like in 3 months?
Oh, man.
Oh, Athena, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That is going to be fun to follow along with.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.